Game Music Friday. It's Queen. That's what's going on. It's the Nick Hanley Show here at Final Hour on a Friday. A busy hour. It's always on Friday. We're going to be talking to Bill Bender, covering college football and sporting news. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Also going to be talking with our buddy across the hall, our neighbor Bounce, Channel 94.1. We'll be bouncing around a bunch of different stuff. So, TJ, I'm going to continue to ask you the question. Now that you've had time to sort of let it marinate, if you're dating Nebraska, are you at least talking to your friends saying, boy, there's some concerns here? Do you think they're cheating on you? I mean, is that happening? Is that accurate?
No, but I might be looking at other teams. It's like, oh, okay. Their weekends are a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I like watching that offense over there. I think I'll go enjoy that team and that.
Oh, so their maybe offense. You're going to cheat. So are you tell me this. Are you stringing Nebraska along?
Until they get their act together, I might enjoy myself with a little LSU-Alabama more. A little row the boat, PJ Fleck. I mean, my boy Frank Solich let me down.
How could you string dear old Nebraska U along? And now you're flirting with Minnesota.
Kind of always have been.
I feel like you are showing some interest in Kansas State, too. Feel like you're.
I have picked them a lot in my picks.
Yeah. I feel like it's like when you start talking a lot about that girl, and everyone's like, gosh, you bring her name up a lot. Is there something going on there? You're like, no, not at all. No.
But in reality, you're at home creeping on her Facebook for 20 minutes straight. Yeah.
Then you're going, love hurts. Yeah.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Why don't you just buy the whole song? Nah, I don't need to.
I just want to taste.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So
that's the office anyway, if anybody was
right.
Curious.
And if you don't know that, then yeah. Like, psh, whatever.
Love inside jokes.
Yeah.
Love to be part one
love
day.
To be part. Yeah, we got a lot of response on this question. Husker Nate says, Husker relationship, I'm a glutton for punishment and a sucker for a pretty face. So, yes, I have not broken up with the Huskers. That's a good, I like that one. Yeah, that was pretty solid. There was one that, ooh, it was kind of bad. I couldn't say it. It's, I mean, I want to, but I feel like I'm making light of, like, domestic violence. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
Some guy on the phone.
It was very descriptive, though.
Some guy with the phone, because we had to get to Lee Sterling next, called in and talked to me for a couple of minutes. And he's like, I think he ended it with just like, yeah, you're too young to understand. Like, I hadn't gone through enough heartbreak or something like that. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, Fremont Fred. Here's a good one. So it's getting bad enough, Nick, ESPN 590, that some guys are even taking fat Iowa home at 2 a.m. I mean, yeah, there it is. There it is.
They called them grenades on Jersey Shore.
It's tough. By the way, we were talking about the Minnesota Penn State game being at 11. Brian says, doesn't the Big Ten have a rule no night games after November 7th? They used to. But now you have that opportunity. You can play some night games. Yeah,
that was a dumb rule to begin with.
It was a dumb rule. Well, it gets too cold in our conference in November. Oh boy,
yeah,
chilly at 7 o'clock.
Those are the Green Bay Packers, those playoff games all the time.
Exactly. It's like, come on, just stop it, just stop it. So TJ is flirting with other suitors, and he's stringing Nebraska along. So you're kind of front running here. You're like, all right, hey. I kind of admit I see this girl walking by.
I haven't given up on him.
What are you gonna bring for me, Nebraska?
To give me something.
Yeah, help me help you.
Yes.
I don't blame anybody. I don't, because it goes back down to the empty promises. You keep telling me you're going to clean the garage and you never do. You told me you would have dinner made, and yet you go out with your friends at night. You come home late. It's just, I'm sorry. How much more of the abuse can I take? My friends tell me. My friends tell me I'm a loser for sticking with you. Tell me why. Give me one good reason why I should stay together with you, Nebraska. And I knew I had one, so I took what's mine by eternal right. This is so wrong at so many different levels, and I love it. Tell me why, Nebraska, that when you tell me you're going to change, you don't change. This is the part two. Dear old Nebraska, you tell me this. When I continue to show up for you every Saturday, when are you going to show up for me?
At least give me back Can You Feel It. Stop giving me this Killigan weird song between the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a great question.
They already been playing Can You Feel It before Husker basketball games now. It's only Husker volleyball that does it.
Was there some kind of like copyright thing?
I don't know. It's pissing me off, McCandley.
This is where a lot of people are just kind of sitting on their couch, maybe watching a rom-com, some Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the song playing in the background, and looking at old pictures of Nebraska, Tom Osborne.
Yeah, Frost in his jersey.
Frost in his jersey, replaying the interview after the Orangeville win against Tennessee, where Frost told all the voters that if they didn't vote him number one, they're crazy. You're like, where's that girl at? Where is she at? Remember when Bo Pelini, after the Holiday Bowl when they beat Arizona, said Nebraska's back and we're here to stay? You were committed then. You were in this relationship. Where's that passion? Where's that, Nebraska? I just want an answer. Why should I stick with you? I can only give so much. And you just take and take from me. At what point can I trust you? People at work tell me and always ask me what's wrong, and I can't tell them. I can't tell them what's going on. Because, Nebraska, again, you continue to disappoint me. My parents, they want nothing to do with you anymore. All they ever talk about is the good old days. Bob Devaney this, Tom Osborne that, black shirts, pipeline. They don't even know you anymore. I tell them they're crazy. I tell them you just need to give them a chance. They're changing. They're going to be that reliable person that you will be proud of someday. Dear old Nebraska, you. I'm this close to breaking up with you. I'll give you one more chance. One more chance. And then I'm out of here. I just can't do this anymore.
Or you could be like my brother and say, yeah, see you next year.
Yeah. Again, I think the popular thing right now, and I would understand, you know what? I need to take a break. It's going to be best for us to take a break. Let's go out there and see what exists. And if it's meant to be, we'll come back together and we'll be stronger.
They say if you love something, let it go.
Let it go.
And if it comes back, then you know.
Yeah. Is that fair? Again, you're a bandwagoner, though, if you do that.
Yeah, and my brother admitted that. But
you can't take a break when it comes to your relationship with Nebraska, because if you take a break, in my opinion, that's a breakup.
Yeah, plus, Nick, you're talking to a guy who openly roots for the worst college basketball program in history, never having an NCAA tournament win. When you cheer through the hard times, though, that's what's going to make the successful years and feel so much better.
Think of all the Cubs fans out there.
Yes.
108 years of futility. I shouldn't say futility. They had some close calls, but also heartbreak nonetheless.
Think about those 107-year-old guys who, like, it really endured and were able to celebrate.
Everybody has that championship celebration. Every fan base does. But the ones like for the Chicago Cubs, even the Cleveland Cavaliers, someday my Cleveland Indians, it just means that much more when you finally knock it down. So, yeah, there's always that. But they've got some changing to do, TJ. All right, we're going to talk some college football. Bill Bender next.